This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Back in February, we held a discussion about the state of Porter Medical Center on this program. The 25-bed hospital in Middlebury had reported losses of $11 million since 2012, and hospital officials said it had become increasingly difficult to get hospital expenses to match revenue, a problem facing many small community hospitals. To trim the budget, Porter announced layoffs, which included eight nurses, and it pulled the contracts of all Porter physicians, requiring them to sign new change contracts within 90 days. A lot has happened in the half year since that program. VPR's Nina Keck interviewed interim CEO Dr. Fred Niffen to get an update on Porter Medical and the efforts it's taking to regain financial stability.
This summer, Porter's board of directors announced that the hospital may become a partner of the University of Vermont Health Network. I know the board considered several different alliances. Why did you feel partnering with UVM made the most sense?
UVM makes a ton of sense. You know, we already have a virtual clinical affiliation. And what I mean to say by that is half of the patients in our service area get some part of their care at UVM. So we already share a large portion of our patients between the two organizations. A lot of us train there. About half our medical staff did some part of their education or training there. It's the tertiary care center to which we refer. We share a mission. UVM wants to take care of their community. We want to take care of our community. We want to share the specialty care. So for a whole lot of reasons, it looks like it could be a win-win.
And where in that process are you?
So here's where we're at. We use the metaphor of the human relationship. We've been dating for the last 6 months. we've been talking and talking about what life together might look like, but we've had no commitment. We are, I'm going to say, on the verge of taking the next step. And the next step would be the two boards of directors to vote, and they would be voting on a non-binding letter of intent. And that is exactly what it sounds like. It's non-binding, so either party could back out. And it states an intention to look into the details, to really dig in and say, look, we've had some conversations, and it sounds like this might be a win-win, but let's dig deeper and find out for sure. And that process would take, we're hearing, about 6 months, at which point we would say, no, this doesn't really make sense for one or both parties, or yes, it does make sense. And then we would move forward with a definitive agreement.
One of the big concerns that came up when the financial losses and subsequent layoffs and contract renegotiations were first reported was fear that patient care would be negatively impacted and that access to specialty care, even some primary care offices, might be affected, and that people in Middlebury might have to drive up to Burlington to, say, see an orthopedist or a cardiologist. Primary care doctors might be more rushed to meet new quotas. Would an affiliation with UVM affect any of that or cause any of that?
You know, we've been through that already. This winter and into early spring, we had some significant disruptions in the services that we offer, both inpatient and outpatient, and I can give you some numbers. I mean, we lost 40 nurses. We only employ 140 nurses, so it becomes difficult to care for the patients when you lose that big a chunk of your mission-critical workforce. We lost, we think, about 10 primary care docs, and I say we think because these numbers are fluid, but when you lose 10 of the 25 or 30 primary care physicians in your community, that's disruptive, and it's been a challenge for the organization. It's been a challenge for our community. You know, the good news is we've been rebuilding. Frantically, we've hired 35 nurses, which is another amazing number. We're on track to hire almost back to what we had in primary care capacity by the first of the year. So we're in a rebuilding phase. Your question was about UVM and how that would affect the services we provide. First of all, we've defined our core services, and we are committed here at Porter to keeping the services that we have here going. And we've talked to UVM about them, and their response has been, what you're doing at Porter is exactly what a community hospital should be doing. We're not doing brain surgery or crazy stuff. We're doing really basic community hospital appropriate type service. We're hoping at very least to keep it the same, and I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to make it better. the things we're talking about. We have specialty services that are hard to maintain. We have two general surgeons who are on every other night, every other weekend. Can they help us with that? Help us keep that service afloat. Our ENT physician practices on his own, and we really need another half or full ENT surgeon. Can we work together to co-recruit this person and share them? So we're actually hoping to add some services and bolster the ones that we have.
One of the other issues that staff members brought up last winter was the low morale at Porter.
Yes.
Because of what staff described as a lack of communication.
Yes.
Some staff members told Vermont Edition that they hadn't been included in discussions about cost savings, that their input hadn't been sought out, and that it caused a lot of anger and hurt feelings.
Yes.
How are you and other members of the management trying to address that?
Let me start by saying we have ongoing challenges and everything's not perfect here. But actually, I got a call from our board chair on Friday, March 18th to ask me if I could fill this position. And I called her back an hour later and said, I would be honored, but here's my formula. Because it was really important that they bring the right person in. I've been an employee here for 26 years. It was painfully clear to me what needed to happen. And the first bullet point in my formula was that we need to value and respect our staff, that they're feeling undervalued and disrespected and at times dispensable. And when people feel dispensable, if they're mobile, like doctors and nurses are, they leave. They dispense themselves, and that's exactly what had happened. So it's easier to walk that walk than it is to talk the talk, but we've tried to set that tone. And then, you know, the second bullet point in what I call my stump speech, which is what I was talking about in April, May, is we need to change the style. And the substance of what was happening for the last year, a lot of it has stayed the same. There have been a lot of gains made. We've pushed forward with some of the initiatives that are underway. But we're really trying to do things differently. Specifically, we've slowed down a little bit. We come up with good ideas in administration. We take them to the end users. We say, this is what we'd like to do. This is why we'd like to do it. This is what we're hoping to achieve. And now, please help us. Tell us how you think we should do this. And then we all work together to move it forward. And it takes a little bit more time up front, but it saves us some time on the back end. It's not a mission accomplished moment here at Porter, but things are clearly better. And we did an engagement survey in June and July with our staff and found that our employee engagement is exactly where it was in the fall of 2014, which I found stunning. And it could certainly be better, but we're making some progress there.
You talked about making a lot of hires, adding more nurses. Are there any more layoffs planned?
No. One of the areas that's making people anxious is the affiliation process. And whenever I speak to our staff about this issue, that is at the forefront of their minds. Does affiliation mean that I'm going to be laid off? And what we've learned is that that's not typically the case, that we still need people to provide the care, to maintain the facilities. And that's not generally where the big savings come from. And then we've looked at Central Vermont and Barry Montpelier and at their experience, and they have not had significant layoffs. And then looking at our current finances, we have 80 days cash on hand, which, you know, is not great, but it's not what we call a burning platform. So we're always looking for opportunities to decrease expense, and unfortunately, staffing is our biggest expense. But I don't see any big layoffs in our immediate future.
Last winter, we were talking about financial losses of $11 million since 2012.
Right.
Has the fiscal health of Porter improved since we had that show in February? How has it improved?
It's improved a bit. We're just, we had forecast a $1.4 million loss for this fiscal year that just closed, and it looks like we're going to have a slight gain, somewhere in the $1.8 million gain, and that's our bottom line. That's not great performance. We have ongoing work to do to improve our financial performance for this year, but we're not bleeding as we were six to 9 months ago.
And you're serving as the interim CEO yes. of Porter Medical Center.
Yes.
How is the search for a permanent CEO going?
So right now we're not searching. And this is an issue that I'm actually talking with the board chair about, and the board will be talking about this week. So, you know, I didn't really know how long to commit to. It wasn't in my personal or professional plans, and I didn't know what the job was like. So that was one issue.
So you're considering doing this as a permanent job?
Well, I'm considering staying on a little bit longer than I had initially thought, which I thought would be 6 months, and that's where I'm at right now. I still want to get back to my roots as a ER physician, so that's still my long-term plan. And one of the big reasons we're not searching is the affiliation process. Apparently, there's two different hires. One hire is a CEO for an independent porter, and another hire is a CEO for a partner porter. Apparently, they're like apples and oranges, and we need to make that decision before we can move forward in the recruiting process. So I've agreed to stay on while we sort through the affiliation process, and then we'll go from there.
Dr. Fred Niffen is the interim CEO of Porter Medical Center. Dr. Niffen, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Nina. Appreciate it.